AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Wait times remain high at U.S. airports as senators discuss a plan to end the Homeland Security budget stalemate by funding much of the department, including Transportation Security Administration airport workers.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government that I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is chief outreach officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
DHS says more than 455 TSA officers have quit so far instead of weathering the ongoing uncertainty. I'm Donna Water.
Wall Street pointed toward solid gains and oil prices fell 6% today over the possibility of a de-escalation in Iran and negotiations with the U.S. The Trump administration has offered a 15-point ceasefire plan to Iran, but an Iranian military spokesperson mocked the U.S.'s attempt at a ceasefire deal. Officials in Minnesota have sued the Trump administration for access to evidence they say they need to independently investigate three shootings by federal officers, including the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Fortnite publisher Epic Games says it's laying off 1,000 employees. The North Carolina-based video game publisher says the job cuts are not related to artificial intelligence. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Tiger Woods' return to golf was spoiled in the TGL final. Woods played for the first time in more than a year, but Los Angeles Golf Club bested Woods' Jupiter Links team to capture the SoFi Cup. College basketball, North Carolina parted ways with men's coach Hubert Davis after five seasons. NBA, Donovan Mitchell scored 42 points and James Harden 26 to help the Cavaliers hold off the Magic 136-131. Florida's Paul Maurice became the second coach in league history to coach 2,000 NHL games. NFL veteran QB Joe Flacco is returning to the Bengals as Joe Burrow's backup. The NFL is preparing for the possibility of replacement officials in the 2026 season. And MLB outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong has agreed to a six-year, $115 million contract with the Cubs.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.